loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
No ratings, no date calculating. No more waiting, no updating.
This is a Nerd Update.
Oh, man.
What?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Since we've done one of these.
Yeah.
I know we said we were going to do more, but we didn't. We got kind of caught up with a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So much has happened.
So much.
In Camp Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're calling it? That's so stupid if we're calling it Camp
Awesome.
Sure, why not?
No,
camp
I think awesome. That's great. I'd go to that camp.
Who wouldn't want to go to Camp Awesome? What do we have at Camp Awesome? Do we have, like, trampolines and water slides and, like, is it, like, the best camp ever?
Yeah,
like
it's
an
the
arcade?
Best camp ever.
Like, you can do anything, almost anything. It's like Westworld, but a camp. Camp Westworld. No, Camp Awesome.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going crazy now. Going too much.
Not quite that extreme.
Back it up. Don't forget, you can follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., because that's who we are, Team Awesome Inc. Mike and Vanessa here. Sorry, I keep doing that. I keep forgetting to introduce us. I'm like, let's just do it. Like, they know who we are and what we're doing.
Thing.
They know. Look, we're going to cut the shit and get to the shit. Or wait, we're cutting the shit and getting to the stuff.
Okay.
Because it's not shit.
No, it's
that's
good.
That's the point that we're trying to... Whatever. Look, we're going to talk about some nerd news, but we need to address something. We did record a really long shout out sound check thing to everyone, but the equipment we're working with is kind of sensitive with cell phones, and so the audio was completely trashed, so we couldn't. We recorded like over an hour? No, it was like 45 minutes.
It was like 45 minutes.
But we were just to everyone who's been shouting out thus far.
Yeah.
And there was a lot. Like it took, like it was nothing but just saying thanks to everyone and commenting on people return. And we have the audio, but it's, I tried fixing it, but it's bad. It's really bad. That interference is really shit.
Mm-hmm.
So in lieu of that, we're just going to thank everyone again, a giant thank you to everyone, and keep leaving comments. We will get to them. We will talk about what, like, the points you've made, because there's some really funny things that were there that I wanted to, man, it just,
funny
it's,
names, funny comments,
you know,
funny,
it's like, why don't you re-record it? And it's like, well, because it was in that moment, it's so genuine
that,
you know, I'd hate to re-review it and redo it and be like, you know, hey, everybody, like, thanks again. Like, we already did this, you know, like,
And we need to fine tune some stuff to get around that. So.
Yeah. So, thanks for doing that. We appreciate it. That was really awesome. And keep doing that. We'll get to it. We're just this last round. Damn it. Fucked us up. Technology failed us. So regardless, we're appreciative of it. So keep doing it. Back to the nerd news. Before we move forward, this isn't a part of any of the stories that I have prepared, which is unfortunate because it's groundbreaking news. Black Panther made $1 billion.
Yeah.
I said four. I almost said 4 billion, but I think it might make 4 billion. I almost said 4 billion, and it might. It made with a B, 1 billion.
That's amazing.
All over the world.
And it was so good.
One of the, I think it's Marvel's highest grossing film so far.
Mm-hmm.
And it's projected to make more than 1 billion. It's only been in it's been number one for like 4 weeks in a row. It's insane. It's killing it. We did a review. You can check that out on the YouTube channel. It's Simmer Mike, by the way. Don't forget Simmer Mike, all caps.
Yep.
Like I'm shouting at you. Simmer Mike, like my name in a phone book. I don't know. Figure it out. So we did a review there, a video review. And we talked about how successful it was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is groundbreaking. This is like when Deadpool made 600 million. People were like, an R-rated superhero movie made 600 million? This is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made 600 million. That's just like 4 million short, 400 million short of what Black Panther has been able to do in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Probably by the time this is done, it'll probably be up to, I think it could make 2 billion.
Yeah, I think it could easily clear 2 billion.
Do you think it'll exceed 2 billion globally and domestic all over? Do you think it'll exceed 2 billion or do you think it'll get beyond that? Cuz Last Jedi made about the same amount that Lucasfilm bought or not Lucasfilm, but that Disney bought Lucasfilm. I think Last Jedi made $4 billion at some point, or I can't remember. But no, it was all combined because Last Jedi made like $1 point something billion, mm-hmm. and that was added to the money that they've accumulated with Rogue One, mm-hmm. Force Awakens.
So the whole franchise
thus far. They've made that money back and then some, because the $4 billion, again, billion with a B,
mm-hmm.
like, because I can't even imagine $1 million, let alone a billion.
I think that I don't think it'll exceed $2 billion until the VOD sales and
the VOD, like all combined DVD, Blu-ray, VOD, all that streaming, whatnot.
If we're not just talking about box office, if we're going to include like merchandise and stuff too, I'm sure after
opening weekend. No, I'm talking box office. Like it's box office run in theaters. Like
globally. I don't think so. I think it could make it up to 2 million, but I don't think it would.
2 billion. With
2 billion,
a B,
not 2 million.
With a, I know. Isn't it weird to think that you have to say with a B?
Yeah.
Because that's how fucking much money it is. You have to remember it's B. Oh my God. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking billions now. I remember we used to talk like hundreds.
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions. And be like, oh my God, there's a 500 million, 400 million. This made 300 million. Like, wow, that's a lot. They're like, but that's bullshit. We're fucking making billions now, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
It's ridiculous.
Like, take it easy. Where is this money coming from? And how do you, like, and what are you doing with this money? I mean, if they have that much, what are they doing with it? They have billions of dollars? What are they doing with these billions of dollars? What's Disney doing?
I don't know.
They're creating their own Mickey money.
They're building Star Wars World.
They better build Star Wars World. I want to go to it. That's one of the stories we have today, actually. A little tease for the rest of the news. But I just wanted to talk the Black Panther thing because that was crazy.
Yeah.
Knowing that, I mean,
it's newsworthy.
Superhero movies, man, when Batman came out with Michael Keaton, no one thought that eventually a superhero movie could make $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Like people were amazed that they made a Batman movie, like a dark one that's like the comic books. They're like, whoa, this is fucked up. Like, this is great. So people couldn't even believe that, and that was 89. That was groundbreaking and made millions. And that was, now you're looking at Black Panther and you're like, it's a billion. Like, I'm sorry I'm hung up on that, but you got to understand, this is a superhero that is Marvel. Black Panther is considered Marvel's, he's sort of like, he is A-Squad, he's not B-Squad. Uh-huh. Black Panther's never really been B-Squad, but he's always been like a cult kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with Black Panther. I remember reading like random Black Panther comic books in Wakanda, and all the baddies that would try and show up, obviously. I mean, Killmonger wasn't one I was familiar with, but Andy Serkis's character, the captain, Claw, I'm more familiar with him. He was like a main bad guy for Black Panther for the longest time.
Oh, okay.
He was sort of a classic villain. Then Hunter, I think, the Hunter guy. The Hunter guy, he's also another one that he could be in the next one probably.
Hmm.
But, in Wakanda, knowing about Wakanda, and they were like the super advanced civilization that's like hidden. It was like, I was just always like, wow, that's just a really cool idea. I never would thought that they would actually commit and do the whole thing and do it justice. But they're like, Marvel's got fuck you money. So they're like, well, we can do whatever we want. We have fuck you money. We can literally make a Black Panther movie and do Wakanda and do it right, do it justice, blow people's minds away, and you'll love it.
It was amazing.
And they did. And it's like, wow, you could, like, even Ant-Man. I never gave a shit about Ant-Man. I never cared about Ant-Man until I saw the movie with Paul Rudd, and then I saw Civil War, and I'm like, I fucking love Ant-Man now. He's a badass.
I never cared about him.
Like, he can shrink down into like a microscopic level and fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
And then he can grow himself large and then pick you up and throw you. Are you kidding me? He's like a god on earth with those kind of powers. That's insane.
Awesome.
So just thinking about that, it's like, and if they can get me to love Ant-Man, which I never cared about, my God, and they can like make Black Panther like a $1 billion franchise all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, Marvel should just do Moon Knight at this point, because Moon Knight's like one of the most impossible Marvel heroes to do. Get this: Moon Knight is not only he's not okay. Moon Knight has a multiple personality disorder.
Okay.
He thinks he's four or five different people, and one of his personality. But here's the thing: all of those personalities are controlled by an ancient Egyptian god named Khonshu, who the guy that Khonshu is basically the guy went crazy, got possessed by an ancient Egyptian god. He went crazy and his personality split into like four or five different things,
mm-hmm.
fractures, so that he could deal with it.
Yeah.
And two out of those five are superheroes. One of them is his real personality. The other one is the god. And there's like a fifth one that's mysterious. And you don't know. There you go, Marvel. Fucking try that one.
Yeah, and
make that into a movie. I dare you.
James McAvoy to play him.
Yeah, get McAvoy. Get Split.
Yeah.
Get Mr. Split to do it. I'm calling him Mr. Split. You got Mr. Glass from
what
that franchise.
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin Wendell Crumb. Say his name, by the way. What's his name? Rumpelstiltskin. Instead of getting him to say his name, if you can say Kevin Wendell Crumb, you can defeat him.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyway, we're talking Unbreakable franchise, which is weird. I never thought I'd talk about that, but we'll get to that later. But yeah, anyway, Black Panther, we did a review, check it out. But we will comment, we will say that it's a great movie, mm-hmm. and you should go see it.
No,
and
it's amazing. Definitely go check it out.
Go see it in theaters. Get behind this cultural phenomenon. This is crazy. Like, I can't believe it's blown up like this. So, but regardless, congratulations to everyone involved.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say congratulations to Marvel, but Marvel's killing it anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say good job to good job to the director,
mm-hmm.
and good job to the stars, everyone involved. It was amazing. I can't wait. They're talking about spinoffs and all this shit for the franchise. I'm like, damn, do it.
Do it.
And
do all
like, you'll
the
make
Black Panther
so
movies.
Much money.
All of them.
You will make all of the money. Okay, so let's get to the stuff that's actually on the docket. First up, we've got, oh man, so remember we talked about this Joker origin movie. We've talked about it in the past, randomly on the show, how they're going to do an origin movie. Well, we also talked about how they got Joaquin Phoenix. They don't have
him. They want Joaquin Phoenix.
They don't got him. They don't got him yet, sorry. They've made an offer to him. Joaquin Phoenix has no idea what the hell's going on.
No.
At least he's staying in the dark about it. He's like, I don't know. We don't know if that's like a coy or if it's a genuine, like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about, like, for real. Or if it's a tee-hee, I'm being naughty. Sorry. I don't know if Joaquin Phoenix has ever done. I think he has. He's
probably
a freak.
He is a freak.
But here's the thing. We've got more information on the movie. Todd Phillips is going to be directing it, and it's just called Joker. It's supposed to be an origin film. It's going to paint the iconic Batman villain as a failed 1980s comedian who transforms into the jester of genocide after bombing in front of a live audience and the rest of his day also going horribly wrong. Basically, the Killing Joke. Basically doing the Killing Joke. If you're familiar with the Killing Joke, it's not just him bombing in front of an audience and being bad at whatever. It's also he's got a wife, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
He's struggling. He's also trying to be a comedian. This is the Alan Moore version of the Killing Joke.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. They're saying that DC and Warner Brothers, they're confusing me because Jared Leto is still playing the Joker in Suicide Squad 2. And he's also going to be playing the Joker for their future movies.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how we saw Batman Gotham by Gaslight, the animated thing?
Yes.
This is basically an Elseworlds.
Okay.
This is going to confuse the fuck out of the movie-going audience.
Yes, it is.
People who read the comics and people who see the cartoons, they know what Elseworlds is.
Mm-hmm.
They know because they read, because they're familiar with Elseworlds. It's basically alternate versions of DC where, you know, Batman, when we did this in our review, check out Batman Gotham by Gaslight,
mm-hmm.
plus other alternate Batman. There's like different universes in DC where there's different versions of the heroes.
Yes.
There's a version of Batman where it's Thomas Wayne. It's Bruce Wayne's dad. He, like, Bruce Wayne got killed and his parents became Batman and the Joker. His mom became the Joker. That
mm-hmm.
was cool. There's one where Alfred becomes a robot and kills people. That's weird. That's
weird.
A murder machine. There's also, what was it? What was the Batman? Batmouse. There was Batmouse and what was it? The cartoon, not the cartoon gang, but the
something. It's a rabbit and his friends.
Yeah, it was some weird alternate reality where it was like it was Batmouse.
Oh, it was so funny too.
Yeah.
I'm upset. I can't remember
that. Yeah, we can't remember it. But so basically, there's That's the idea they're going with for Joker, for the origin movie, is that it's going to be another... It's not... The reason why Jared Leto's not in it is because it's not that Joker. It's an alternate reality Joker. Yeah, isn't that complicated for people? Like, I'm like, I understand what they're saying, but even explaining it, I'm like, this is fucking hard to explain.
So I'm just upset, like, with DC right now.
Well, I don't... I mean, I like that they're doing this. I like this, the idea that they're doing this movie. But why is it Joaquin Phoenix? Why don't you get someone that looks kind of like Jared Leto? Maybe kind of like Jack Nicholson? Maybe a little like Heath? Like, maybe someone who kind of is in that Joker category and they're younger? So that you could somehow... Like, if you get an actor like Joaquin, he's like a few years younger than Jared Leto. Like, they're both around the same age, Jared Leto and Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, but Jared Leto looks younger than Joaquin
Phoenix. He looks younger, you're right. So when you're doing like an origin thing, it's like, well, look, if why are you doing it with an actor around the same age as Jared Leto? If you're doing an origin, wouldn't you want him to be younger? Wouldn't you want him to be someone, not like younger, like not like in his like 30s, but like maybe his 30s? I don't know. Like maybe his early 40s, late 30s, early 40s, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If you want to do the 20s thing, you can do that. It's just, to make it about, like, I don't know, because then you could, like, my whole point is that if you're having Jared Leto continue on as your Joker, you should have somebody that would logically be younger than him. Because the audience is going to have a hard time differentiating the universes, because they're going to want to connect them. They're going to want to think that Jared Leto is Joaquin Phoenix, but in the future. Because the universe, because you haven't explained that. I mean, unless you do Flashpoint first.
I don't know.
If you do Flashpoint, which fractures the whole DC universe into the multiple. I went Madea there. Into the multiple re-editors. Oh my God. Then, if you do Flashpoint, you could probably build into that movie, but man, it's just, I don't think it'll work.
No, I don't think that, I don't think it'll work.
It will work if they make it, because people love the Joker, and they're going to see that movie. Because mm-hmm. It's the Joker origin. Yeah, I love, like, everyone loves the Joker, so let's go see it.
I think they should just, honestly, they should just keep Jared Leto as the Joker, because at the end of the day, like, A, Jared Leto doesn't age.
No, he doesn't.
Like, he turned 20 and he stopped aging.
Did we ever confirm if he was Dorian Gray or a robot from the future?
No, we didn't. Okay. But at the end of the day, something I noticed is that if this is a prequel and before he's the Joker makeup ages whatever actor you put it on.
Right.
So,
well, because they get the wrinkles from the pancake makeup. It's part of the thing.
He's going to look younger than the Joker version of himself, no matter what.
Yeah, so you should get someone that kind of just looks... Someone that's, like, younger than what you would expect to be the Joker. Like, what he would be if he was in... Like, not in their 50s or 40s, you know? Like...
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. I'm sorry. Like, you're doing an origin, right? Like, we want to see that just before.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's an appropriate age? You're like 35?
Yeah.
35.
I think in theory.
There. We'll say 35. I don't know why, but we'll cap it there. Because otherwise, if you go older, and I'm not saying I don't like the idea of Joaquin Phoenix. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love him. He's a great actor. I'd love to see him as any villain. He's a great bag. He's a great actor. Mm-hmm. Him as the Joker, I think, would be really cool. But why do you got to make it... Why is it him and it's connected but not... I'm confused. Yeah, my brain hurts.
I don't understand. They're trying to do too many things at once. You have... I mean, I know this is up for debate, but at the end of the day, Jared Leto, Margot Robbie, and Will Smith saved Suicide Squad.
That's very true.
And Jared Ben
Leto.
Affleck.
Did you say Leto?
I did say Leto.
Affleck's cameo was all right.
Ben Affleck arguably helped... with, you know, make Justice League better than it could have been, but...
Yes.
So, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Even though people didn't necessarily like the movies as a whole, if they're telling you that they like those actors in those roles, then keep the fucking actors in the roles.
Yeah, we want to see, like, I don't know, like, Leto's fine with it, and he's already signed on to do Suicide Squad, too.
Yeah.
I just think it's an odd thing to go with Joaquin Phoenix. Like, make the movie, just get someone more appropriate for the age thing.
Jared Leto.
Because then it would just either get... No, but he won't... I mean, they don't want him. I don't know why they don't want him to do it. But he's not in it. It's weird. It's not bad. It's just DC makes weird. Like, it's not DC. It's Warner Brothers, I think, making weird choices for DC.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anything bad about either one. Maybe Warner Brothers should consider selling DC to Disney. I'm just saying they're thinking about it. Maybe you should do it. You can make you can make billions of dollars, and you can expand, and you can go back to making the dramas and the comedies that you're used to doing, and you can go back to making, I don't know. Warner Brothers does
Harry Potter. They're killing Harry Potter stuff.
I'm worried Warner Brothers might make the decision to sell DC, but hold on to Batman or Wonder Woman. You know what I mean? Because right now, Batman and Wonder Woman are making bank for like Warner Brothers. They are. Wonder Woman is killing it. They're like, well, they're not going to sell that. And they're not going to sell. So, like, what? Are they going to hold on to the main three and then sell the rest of it?
I don't know.
Like, you can't. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Like, but they make weird choices. I think they might do something weird like that. Like, hold on to the main three or four Justice League guys and then sell the rest to DC. But then it would be pointless. Like, Walter Hamada, you have got to figure this out. He's the new guy that took over.
Yeah.
It sounds like a used car dealership. Walter Hamada's used Saturns.
Figure it out.
Figure it out, please. Because we want this Joker movie, but just get someone younger. Just get someone younger. Even Josh Gad. I don't care. He could slim down. His character. You could see his character slimming down and becoming Leto, maybe. Like, I don't know. Fucking anyone that's younger than Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. You're going to confuse the... I'm confused, and I understand what you're doing.
Fuck, even just cast Tom Hiddleston. He looks enough like Jared Leto.
Problem solved. Get Loki. Done. So Martin Scorsese is still more or less attached to produce it, which is bizarre, but great.
Okay.
I love the idea that it's taking place in the 80s, and he's a failed 80s comic. That is great. I love that. Totally great. All of it. I love the idea of everything involved. You've got Scorsese. I mean, you've got Phillips attached to it. I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes. And if they're using Killing Joke as inspiration, that's cool. But I don't know, man. Like, make it a really trippy movie because it's hit. Like, make it like it's his memory or something, or he's like telling a story, or like he's like explaining how he got his scars. I don't know. Like, and it's a the whole movie's a flashback. Make it trippy because you don't make it cut and dry. We don't want to know exactly what happened to this guy to make him this character. Keep it vague. Keep it weird. And keep it abstract. Abstract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Joker is fractured. He is fucked up. Make it non-linear, abstract storytelling. Get weird. Get Terry Gilliam to help out. He's a great director. Terry Gilliam would help sort this weirdness out.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be bizarre enough to work.
Actually, you know who I think should play the Joker? Hmm. And I could be very wrong because voice actors don't always translate into live action. But the guy who voiced him in, I want to say, the last video game after Mark Hamill left.
Oh, yeah.
Younger guy.
Yes, he is a great voice actor, and he does a great, it almost sounds like Mark Hamill's Joker. And
it
he's
does.
Admitted, he's like, I basically do Mark Hamill's Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does voiceover work for a lot of stuff. He's great, really talented. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his fucking name, but he did BioShock Infinite. He did. He's basically in. He's like the lead. Anytime there's like a manly voice in a video game, like Last of Us, that's him. He would. But he also does the Joker's voice too. It's weird. Voice actors are really talented. They're really fucking weird too. Get him.
Yeah,
to do.
And I feel like he has the look for it. But like I said,
Willem Dafoe.
Voice actors
too old.
Voice actors don't always translate well into live action.
Yeah.
So, but you know,
all right.
Possibility.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, speaking of DC and speaking of Flashpoint, we do have more info. I mentioned briefly about the Flashpoint thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're assuming Warner Brothers' upcoming Flashpoint will follow the comic book storyline. Again, we're assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And it finds Barry Allen awakening in an altered DC universe. Well, see, Barry Allen went back in time. The Flash went back in time to stop the Reverse Flash from killing his mom. But when he did that, he fucked up time.
Anytime you save someone who's supposed to die.
Yeah, Flash, you're fucking around with time travel. That's stupid. So because he fucked around with time travel, he took reality and fucked it up, and space and time. And so now Everything's messed up in Flashpoint, and so he has to go back and fix things and get the heroes from the other Earths to help out. So there's Earth 1, Earth 2, there's Earth. My dear, come back. I'm a good.
Oh, where's the doctor when we need him to smack some sense into this kid?
Yeah, I know, right? Like who does that? Or Doc Brown, or the doctor, any doc.
Yeah,
with any. A time machine. Any doctor with a time, except Rick and Morty.
I was going to say, or Rick.
No, you don't want Rick showing up. When he shows up, everything falls apart. No, yeah. And he's not even a doctor.
No, he's like not a professor. A doctor.
Well, the doctor's not a... Semantics.
We're getting off.
So anyway, because of that, we've got an interesting story. Jeffrey Dean Morgan played Thomas Wayne in Batman versus Superman. He was Batman's dad, Thomas Wayne. If they do Flashpoint, we get an alternate Batman where Thomas Wayne is Batman and Martha Wayne is the Joker, and Bruce Wayne was killed by the gunman instead of his dad.
Yes.
So if that's the case, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who played the comedian in Watchmen and is Negan on The Walking Dead, basically Negan would be Batman.
Yes.
We would basically get Bat Negan.
Also the dad in Supernatural.
Which is kind of funny that he's called Bat Negan, because Negan has a bat named Lucille.
Bat Negan.
He would be Bat Negan.
I would love that. I totally approve of Jeffrey Dean Morgan playing Batman.
Well, people asked him, they're like, hey, so what's going on with the Flashpoint? And Jeffrey Dean Morgan says, we'll see. I mean, look, DC is DC, and they'll figure out what they're going to do next. But I'm highly aware of the character. I will say that. I'm highly aware of the character. Okay. And it would probably be a thrill of a lifetime to put on the bat suit. Well, his would be a red and black bat suit, because his Batman kills. That's the thing.
Yeah.
The Flashpoint Batman doesn't fuck around. His son was killed by a bad guy, so he kills bad guys. He's like, no, you're dead. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with. And I mean, if you can see anyone playing that version, come on, Negan from Walking Dead could easily pull it off. So he says he's totally down with it. He says it's like one of the darkest of the Batmen, which we've done our research.
True.
We agree. And he's also one of the coolest. That's what Dean Morgan says.
Yeah.
JDM is what I'm calling him. JDM says that. So we don't know exactly where Warner Brothers will be taking Flashpoint. But I'm really happy to... I would be really happy to see Jeffrey Dean Morgan do this. I'd be so happy to see him do it.
Me too. He played fucking John Winchester. I am down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. I mean, if Batfleck's leaving, and I've said this a million times on the show, if Flashpoint is happening and Warner Brothers and the movie audience isn't happy with everyone they have... Well, just do Flashpoint, get rid of the people you don't like, and then recast it with new people and say, oh, time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. That's what Star Trek did. Star Trek did that with their reboot. They're like, oh, because Eric Bana traveled back in time with his weird ears and tattoo face. He traveled back in time. He fucked up everything. So now Kirk looks like Chris Pine. Spock looks like the guy from... What was the show? He was on Heroes. Zach Quinto. So they all look different.
American Horror Story.
Yeah, and that one too. So that's because of time travel, right?
Yeah.
Star Wars might do that too. Star Wars, the Rebel show just fucked with time travel. So if people don't like Last Jedi, they might use time travel to fix things.
Maybe.
Oh my God, man.
That feels like an easy out though.
Well, I mean, you know what? Maybe DC would benefit from a time travel rejig it.
Yeah.
We need Flashpoint to come in and reset things for DC, and so that they can move forward in a more, I don't know.
So Ezra Miller needs to fix DC.
Ezra Miller and who else is working on this?
Ezra Miller, fix it.
Ezra Miller and hopefully Jeffrey Dean Morgan can fix this.
Yes.
Hopefully we can get Murder Batman. Batman Murder Machine. Not really, but I want to call him that. God, I don't know, because this is the only way, and I think this is the only way they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they do it this way, they could fix it. They could fix everything in a logical way that is also a part of the comic books and would be a part of their cinematic universe. And then you could go into Elseworlds.
Mm-hmm.
Do Flashpoint first, then you can do your weird Joker movie or your weird, I don't know, whatever. I think they want to do Booster Gold. Yeah, they're still trying to do Booster Gold. He's a time-traveling superhero.
Okay, I was like, I don't know, who is that?
He's a superhero from the future. He stole... Booster Gold's a douchebag. Okay. He's a security guard from the future.
Okay.
Who, it's sad, wanted to be famous. And so he stole, and then the museum he worked at, there was a bunch of relics from superheroes, all their technology that made them super.
Uh-huh.
So he stole all of their gadgets, including a time travel device, and went back in the past to become a superhero and be famous.
No.
So he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he is kind of a dick.
Booster Gold's kind of a dick. He just goes back in time just because he wants to be a famous superhero.
Or just a sad old man.
And so he's got like a sports almanac.
Oh, boy.
Like in Back to the Future. Like, and he goes back and he reads disasters and he goes, and I'm here to save the day.
Oh, boy.
Because I know how this happens. And,
yeah.
And I read that it was, I think, me. Anyway, let's do it.
Gilderoy Lockhart's that shit.
Yes, like from, Lockhart would technically be a ripoff of him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was around first in Marvel. Anyway, nerds being nerds, y'all.
Semantics
about nerds. But anyway, so that's Booster Gold. They still want to do that movie. If you do Booster Gold, you could easily do that if you do Flashpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Flashpoint is literally the point in which you can change everything in a flash. And I hate to be so douchey about it, but it's true. What do you think? Do you think this would be... I mean, I hate to like set it up so much. I mean, if you disagree, let me know. But I think this would be a cool way to do it.
I don't disagree. I have high hopes for Ezra Miller and Jeffrey Dean Morgan because they're both great.
Yeah.
I
mean, Ezra Miller's down for the Thomas Wayne thing and for Flashpoint. Ezra Miller, we got a quote from him.
It's hard for me to get excited about DC projects at
this
point. But
we loved Flash and we loved Ezra Miller.
We do. We loved Ezra Miller as Flash.
Check out what he said. He says, I think in Ezra Miller, the Flash, our current Flash in the DC films, which we love, TV Flash is good.
Yeah.
We don't have a problem with TV Flash.
No.
Different world Flash. Still good, but we like Ezra Miller. He says, I think that the emotional arc of Thomas Wayne stuff in Flashpoint is one of the illest, and he says illest parts.
Yeah.
And to see that different manifestation of Batman and his whole different style, Ezra goes on to say, and I love the reality that you have this universe that is so inverted from the one that we know, and this one factor remains the same, but in this flipped way. Batman is steady, but it's going to be the result of a different side of the same tragedy with Thomas Wayne instead of Bruce. And that's dope, says Miller. We think he's great, so he's cute.
He can say whatever he wants.
He's adorable. So on reprising his role, he says, oh, hell yeah, I think Jeffrey Dean Morgan is amazing, and I think he would fall right into what is becoming a very, very serious ensemble of actors. John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein are slated to helm Flashpoint. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Good luck.
Good luck, DC. Good luck, everybody involved. We love this version of Flash. And
yeah.
I would love to see DC do some weird stuff. We've gotten enough Batman. We've gotten plenty of solo Batman.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten plenty of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Just do all the weird stuff.
Yeah.
Change it. Fix it.
Keep Jeffrey Dean Morgan broody. Keep Ezra Miller goofy. You're fine.
And then if you want, get John Hamm to play Batman. If not John Hamm, who else?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
No. Not for the Flashpoint. Like when you...
Oh, just
when
in general?
Well, because they want to get rid of Batfleck. So if they get rid of Batfleck, who do you want? I want John Hamm.
Oh.
Fucking John Hamm.
That's hard.
Do it. You know you want it. You know you want John Hamm to be Batman. Come on. John Hamm. I don't care what anyone says. John Hamm's the new Batman.
All
right. I'm just going to go around and like all of his photos, draw him in a cowl till the point to the point where I go crazy and it's like Beautiful Mind. He's Bruce Wayne. His name's Bruce, not John.
Oh boy.
but I'm down. I love these movies, but let's move on from the world of DC. No, we're not.
Oh, God.
Let's
okay.
move on from Batman. Enough men superheroes. We've had enough men superheroes. Too many dicks on this dance floor. Let's get some ladies in town.
Oh, boy.
It's time for Wonder Woman news.
Yay.
Wonder Woman 2 on the first track. Medea keeps popping out at me.
Why?
This is so weird. So Wonder Woman 2... is on the fast track, and we got a villain. We got Cheetah is the villain. Patty Jenkins is coming back as well, so good news there. We got Patty Jenkins, Gal Gadot, obviously. But we got Kristen Wiig as the villain. Yeah, Patty Jenkins casted comedian from Saturday Night Live, Kristen Wiig, as Cheetah in Wonder Woman 2.
I love Kristen Wiig, but
weird.
Also,
not bad, not bad, not bad, not bad. Come on, hear me out, hear me out. I know, but hear me out. Kristen Wiig is able to play weird.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Wiig is able to play creepy weird. Funny, yeah, but if you take away the funny part and you keep her creepy and then you have her play like a monster, like comedians who play villains are very successful at it. Like I love it when you get a comedian playing a villain. And if you get Kristen Wiig playing an animal type villainess, like an anthropomorphic villain, I mean, her comedic ability could make her seem more unstable, more animal-like in a sense. I don't know. That's where I'm going from. I'm trying to be optimistic because I love what Patty Jenkins has done. She's an amazing director.
She is. And I want
she killed it with
have
Wonder Woman.
Faith in her decisions. However, and I'm partially only thinking from a very shallow perspective of that Kristen Wiig is older. And whenever I think of a villain that is
Cheetah,
I think of someone that has more sex appeal.
Interesting. For the longest time, they were floating around that Lupita Nyong'o might be in the running for Cheetah.
That would be great.
I would have loved
Nyong'o
that.
Would be amazing.
But she's in Black Panther. She's killing it in Black Panther.
She is killing it.
And they're talking about giving her a spinoff. For that, and I'm like, do it.
I also really want her to play Poison Ivy at some point.
I want the lady who played Michonne in Walking Dead, and she's also in Black Panther too. I want her to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just want her to get her own spinoff too. Everyone gets their own spinoff.
So I mean, I support Patty Jenkins' decisions. It's just visually, it doesn't mesh in my head.
I know, but it's like when they casted Michael Keaton as Batman, people were like, "Fuck it, Mr. Mom, no, I want Alec Baldwin," and then Alec Baldwin's like, "No, I'm not doing it." I'm like, "Oh," so then Michael Keaton's like, "Yeah," I'm and we got Beetle Batman, Juice.
Yep.
Beetle Juice Batman, Bat Juice. Gross. Regardless, we got it from at Patty Jenkins herself said, "So excited to confirm the most thrilling news. Yes, it's true. So incredibly lucky to welcome the sensationally talented Kristen Wiig to our Wonder Woman family. Can't wait to finally work with one of my favorites and so excited by what we have planned." She's down. Wiig is down. This is great. I was down for Wonder Woman 2, but knowing that this is the sort of offbeat direction we're going to be taking.
Mm-hmm.
If not just for casting alone, it shows like we're going in an interesting direction with Wonder Woman 2. If you recall, the villain from the first Wonder Woman was a man and he was a piece of shit because he had a dick. Sorry. No, he was a god of war.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a dick and he had to be stopped.
Yes.
And it was great. But
it was great.
But, you know, it's sort of like, yeah, I mean, you kind of tackle the sexism right away in the first movie. Mm-hmm. Boom, sexism tackled in the first movie. And that's going to be tackled. But in the second one, what's next? I mean, Wonder Woman is more than just a symbol for feminism. She's a hero, too. I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, you can be a hero and be a champion of equality.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also a badass. And she also fucks shit up and she's a cool superhero. So she's got to do cool superhero stuff. You know, like, yeah, I get the women's lib thing. She's going to do that regardless. Just by being cool and badass, she's going to prove that point.
Well, yeah.
She's exactly. Wonder Woman.
I was actually just about to say that I don't think the butt is necessary because the whole reason that she is, you know, kind of feminist icon is because she is a female superhero.
It just happens to be a lady. That's all. It's like if Batman happened to be a woman, Batwoman, it'd be like, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. like when you grow up reading these comics or when you, and, you know, kids play comic book characters, When you're playing the Justice League, there's always the lady, the girl, and she's like, "I'm Wonder Woman or Catwoman."
Yeah.
It's either Wonder Woman or Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more. There's so many more in the DC Rogues galleries. Yeah. Not even the Rogues, but the heroes. Batgirl is fucking badass. Barbara Gordon.
She's great.
She's a badass. She also went on to be Oracle, so even when she became paralyzed, she became a badass too. Like, mm-hmm. Batman would have died, Robin would have died, the whole Bat family wouldn't have lived if it wasn't for Oracle keeping an eye on everyone and giving him directions and hacking into systems and stuff, and that's Barbara Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, regardless, there are strong female characters in DC other than Wonder Woman and Catwoman, But Wonder Woman was so badass that they ignored the fact that she was a woman even back in the day.
Yeah.
Because even back in the day, they're like, she's a badass. Like, she can like, take on Superman.
Mm-hmm.
She's, if you could take on Superman, you're fucking tough. Mm-hmm. And, she's the only, like, one of the few that can do it.
Yeah, I feel like, I definitely agree with you. I feel like when you think of Catwoman, when you think of Poison Ivy, when you think of Barbara Gordon, you yes. think your automatic thought
that's
is
Batman,
that
though, you know? Like,
they
there's,
are,
there's more, though.
They are strong female yes. characters. Whereas when you think of Wonder Woman, you don't necessarily think she's a strong female superhero. You just no. think she's a superhero.
Absolutely. Yeah, you just think, oh, there's Wonder Woman. Like, yeah. oh, there's Superman, there's Batman. Like, you don't ever think, oh, there's a lady. It's mm-hmm. a lady. It's like, oh no, she's part of the crew.
Yeah.
She's there. It's mm-hmm. Wonder Woman. What are you talking about? It's like, if she wasn't there, it would suck. It'd be like, they wouldn't be able to do most things. Because I think she's probably the most organized.
Yeah.
She's the one who keeps her shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They need her to kind of keep it together. She's
they would
like,
just kind of be bumbling around. And
yeah, she's got to keep shit in order at, mm-hmm. at the place. And then even when they're on the field, she's got to keep an eye on them. She's kind of like the den mother of, and I hate saying that because it's like, what, because she's a woman? Yeah, because she's a smart woman, and mm-hmm. the den mother is a smart woman.
Yeah.
So it's a bunch of dudes. So if you think that's sexist, okay, but I'm calling her an intelligent woman that has to keep the dumb men in check.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I'm actually being sexist towards dudes, to be honest with you. I'm kind of talking shit about men now. Fucking men. Who's a man? Piece of shit. Sorry about all these men.
Oh boy.
Ruining everything. I'm a social justice warrior snowflake, right? Is that what I am? For the people?
Yes.
That's what you gotta be these days. For you gotta be anyway. I'm down. I can't wait for Wonder Woman 2.
Yeah,
I'm
super excited.
I don't know why you gotta poo poo Kristen Wiig.
You know what? Actually, hold on.
Kristen Ritter.
She would have been a great
Who's Kristen
cheetah.
Ritter?
Jessica Jones.
Oh, that's her name?
Yeah, Kristen Ritter.
I said Kristen Ritter in oh, wow. Yeah, she actually, as Cheetah?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But she's in Marvel, though.
Hey, so?
East Coast, West Coast, yo.
I don't care.
The war rages on.
I want her in a Batman movie.
Right, true. I would love that.
Yes.
Yeah, duh, but she's AKA Jessica Jones, though. You know, you can't.
Kristen Ritter should play fucking Catwoman in Gotham City Sirens if they end up doing that.
You're off the rails, lady. She's Cheetah. Deal with it. Jenkins has spoken.
Okay.
When Jenkins speaks, you listen.
That's fine. You just brought Kristen Ritter into the mix accidentally, and I got all
excited. It was an accident. Man, we went down the Ritter hole on that one. Big old Ritter hole. Moving along. So now we're going from the world. Oh, but at the end of the day, what do you think? Cheetah, Kristen Wiig, Wonder Woman 2, all of it.
Yes, Wonder Woman 2.
Yes.
Yes, Cheetah, Kristen Wiig, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited, but even I'm saying we'll see. Because
yeah, we'll see.
You never know. I mean, it's a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving along. Speaking of crapshoot, Denis Villeneuve is known for making epic films, mm-hmm. epically long films with a lot of establishing shots. I'm not talking shit. Sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I love Denis Villeneuve. I really do. He's a fantastic. I loved Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, yeah. It was
I don't
amazing.
Care. I don't care that it was long. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, it was like, even Ridley Scott was like, it was too bloody long. It was. Chim, 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 chiru. I'm a chimney sweep. Sorry. I shouldn't say that.
What?
That's a, I'm kidding.
Didn't you say it's too fucking long?
He did.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott said it's too
fucking
long. And it's like, well, it's not that long. It's pretty good. It's like, bloody long it is. Chim, chim. No, sorry. He doesn't sound like that. In my heart, he sounds like that. But I think that Denis Villeneuve is a tremendous filmmaker. He's going he's undergoing a pretty crazy project doing a Dune movie.
Mm-hmm.
Nerds, if you're listening and you've gotten this far, you know that Dune is one of those movies.
Wasn't Dune also like a 3-hour movie?
It's a book that is like the most trippy, epic book. It's like what Star Wars like was trying to be back in the day,
mm-hmm.
but it had to be a commercial version of Dune. Not really. It wasn't ripping Dune off or Flash Gordon. It was inspired by a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
but Dune, like you couldn't, there's no way you could make Dune into a successful movie back then. Maybe now. Yeah. But Denis Villeneuve is going to try and do it. I thought they were going to do one Dune movie. Well, now they're saying he might do 2 or 3.
Huh.
I mean, Blade Runner 2049 did win an Oscar, I believe, for cinematography. Yeah, the cinematographer for the Blade Runner 2049 cinematographer, he won the Oscar, which was great.
Great.
And that movie was beautifully shot. Mm-hmm. I thought it was talented directing, talented acting, everything. Denis Villeneuve was great. Arrival is great. Good stuff. But mm-hmm. him doing Dune, I think, is going to be awesome. But he might try and do two of them. I don't know. If that's, I mean, look, man, make the first one.
make the first one and see how it goes.
Make Dune 1, and then we'll decide as an audience if we're going to go to Dune 2 or 3 or if we even want it. You know, like, because the box office has to speak to that. The studio only listens to money these days, so fuck it.
I mean, I do think it's smart to
be prepared.
To say that he wants to do more than one Dune movie, because then you're appealing to the Dune fans. Because I never read Dune. I think I watched part of the movie. But was the book just a really long book, or is it a series of
books? It's like a really long book, I think.
Okay, so then maybe it's one of those books that has to be split into multiple movies. And if you're not careful, you might end up with a Dark Tower situation.
Ooh, Dark Tower. We didn't see it, the movie.
We didn't see it.
We didn't see the Dark Tower movie because I heard really bad things.
People
said, don't even go see it. Don't mm-hmm. even bother. And I'm like, really? And multiple people said, don't even go see it. I'm like, well, then I won't go see it.
Yeah.
I've done that with so many movies mm-hmm. that I'm like, why did I do that? I should have gone to see it.
And from what I heard about what was wrong with it, it's that because the Dark Tower is a book series.
It's like 12.
They put the wrong.
100
they,
books.
Yeah. It's like 1,200
that many,
books.
1,200,000.
They took too many of the wrong parts of the story and put it into the movie.
Mm.
And with a really long book, you can do that. So
yeah.
even if you make the first movie and it doesn't do well, okay, well, you're not going to make the rest of the movies.
Yeah.
But you may as well make the first one as good as it can and not try to put too much into it.
So he's saying, well, and I totally, like, you're right. It could be a Dark Tower thing where they try and, you know, tell that whole thing in one compact story. And then mm-hmm. it's like, well, then what's, you know, why do one movie then? But, I mean, Denis Villeneuve is saying Dune will probably take 2 years to make.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Then he says the goal is to make two films, maybe more.
Good. That's a good way to go.
I don't know. After the reception that Blade Runner 2049 got, I don't know. I'm worried about it. Like, I'm worried about this whole thing. I mean, what if he makes like a 2.5-hour, 3-hour Dune movie, and then he makes a sequel, and they're both just like really long, drawn out, like,
well,
with like horns blowing in the background.
Yes,
Dune.
It could, but it could also work out because, you know, there are some movies that are really long and they don't feel long. Like almost all of the Harry Potter movies are 2 hours and 30 minutes long.
I didn't think that Blade Runner 2049 felt long. To me, the entire movie didn't feel long. It just felt like a lot of scenes felt extra long. Like,
yeah,
like they kind of lingered a bit longer on shots than they should have.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to me, it's like, okay, maybe like that was about 10% of the issue I had. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I love 90% of the movie. So whatever.
Yeah.
Like, big goddamn deal. It was a good movie. I'm like, out of 10, I gave it like 9, didn't I?
I think so, yeah.
I think I gave it a 9.5 mm-hmm. even. It was that good. I loved it. I want to watch it again. But that what I love about movies like that is even though in the theater it feels like a long time, even Lord of the Rings, I felt Lord of the Rings was longer. Even though it was about the same damn time, Lord of the Rings felt longer to me. And and those had more action in them. So yeah. I don't know how it works. It's just personal preference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Like, but I don't know if movies need to be that long.
Yeah.
Do they, unless, well, it depends on the story. Lord of the Rings, you think, needs to be that long, but then you see it and you're like, God damn, it feels long. They could have cut it. And I'm like, well, then where do you draw the line?
And I agree with that because the thing that they do, and they did the same thing with Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and Harry Potter. Well, kind of.
Yeah, I was surprised. We watched Harry Potter and we watched one of them and I'm like, God damn, how long are these? You're like 2.5 hours. What? And I realized we watched 4 in a row, which meant we watched
3 in
about
a row, but yes.
Felt like 4. But we watched 3 in a row. We didn't get through the third one. We basically watched 6 hours, mm-hmm. almost 7 hours of Harry Potter, and it didn't even feel like it.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't believe that they're that long, but that's an example of how you can do it.
Yeah. But part of, there was one Harry Potter movie to me that felt very, very long, and that was the last one, the eighth movie, and I felt the same way about the last Hobbit movie.
That's logical, though, you know, because it's the last, so they're like, well, we got to really jam it in.
Well, also...
That sounds terrible, but you know what I mean.
The last... Both of those last movies were two-hour action scenes. There wasn't a whole lot of story left to tell because they were both fighting a war at that point.
Yeah, they were busy fighting. They turned into Lord of the Rings at the end.
In my opinion, I really like, you know, story arcs and growth and plot and stuff. So when you make a 2.5 hour action scene, that feels really long to me.
Yeah.
Whereas other people, if it's 2 hours of story and less action, that feels really long to them.
Well, you know, he is saying that most of the main ideas of Star Wars are coming from Dune. So it's going to be a challenge to tackle Dune, said Villeneuve. That the ambition is to do the Star Wars movie I never saw. In a way, it's Star Wars for adults. We'll see. Okay, well, I mean, I kind of feel like Star Wars is for everyone, including adults, but I think he means, like, people will be, like, bloody and, like, limbs will be chopped off and we'll see, like, some fucked up death shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's, like, maybe some boobies, see a couple of tits.
Nudity.
A couple of pairs of boobies and then maybe a butt. And then that's it. Then people die. It's a good time, dude. It's a good time. It's ambitious, to say the least. It's one of those properties that they tried to do it in 1984, David Lynch, and he mixed results. I liked it. Sting was in it. Sting liked
That's
it.
That's right. Sting was in it.
Sting was in that. I don't know why Sting was in Dune, but he was.
I don't know.
And I guess I don't know what else to say. I mean, like, I want it to be good, but it's one of those properties that people have heard of. They're familiar with it, but they're not. It's kind of culty, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be difficult to translate any of it into a movie. And I think him taking 2 years is a good idea. Even if he only makes one movie out of it for 2 years, do it right.
Yeah,
if it takes you 2 years to make a good movie, take 2 years to make a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Blade Runner 2049 took a while to make, and I felt like it was well earned, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that it just failed at the box office, but people wanted Star Wars from Blade Runner, and it's not.
Yep.
Just like in the 80s when Star Wars came out and then Blade Runner came out, and people like wanted Star Wars from that, and it was a detective movie, and they're like, what the fuck, where's the lightsabers? It's like, it's not Han Solo.
No, it's a noir crime film in the future.
He's a cop, you idiot. Fuck. Anyway, well, I guess we'll leave Dune at that, but at the end of the day, I'm confident that Villeneuve can make a good one. I just don't know if we need to get two or three at once. Maybe one at a time.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just think because it's a book adaptation, it's smart to say you want to do more than one.
Good point.
For the book fans.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, here we go. Last bit, and we mentioned this at the top of the show, and this is the last story. This is Galaxy's Edge. This is Star Wars Westworld themed park. And I know what you're saying. What, there's going to be robots I can fuck?
No.
No, there's no robots you can have sex with. Yet. We'll get back to that. No. We don't know. I mean, it's Disney, so they're not going to have sex bots, unfortunately. But they may own them in the future. Who knows? I can imagine you just do a thumbprint thing. We'll talk about that in another show. But as far as Galaxy's Edge is concerned, this is going to take place in the Outer Rim galaxy in Star Wars, which explains why you don't see the other characters. And they will be there. The Falcon will be there.
Yeah.
We saw a video of the park. It's huge.
We did. It looks kind of
like
huge.
It looks like Naboo, kind of, which is from the prequels. It's where Princess Leia's mom is from. Luke's mom is from Naboo. It's this water plant. Not water plant. Anyway, whatever. It looks like Avatar's planet.
Oh,
Boo looks like the Avatar planet.
All right.
There you go.
I haven't seen the prequels, but I have seen Avatar, so there
okay.
you go.
So the park looks kind of like that.
Okay, cool.
And it's basically you get a costume, you get a character, you get a story, a backstory, and then you go into the park and then you interact with other characters, and it's basically like interactive theater.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been in interactive theater, I went to a show in London once where they took a whole warehouse and they turned it into Faust. the production of mm-hmm. Faust. It was a book, and you walk around each level of warehouse was a different level of hell and shit like that, but okay. it was also in the story, mm-hmm. and you just walk around wearing a mask, and it's very cool, and you interact with people, and they take you into other rooms, and you watch little scenes play out, and every time you go, you see, like, everyone sees a different show every time.
That's
everyone,
really cool.
Everyone does, unless they walk the same path every time. Mm-hmm. But even then, the actors move around. Mm-hmm. That's what this is going to be like. That it's going to be like that, except instead of them ignoring you, you're a part of the show. You're in it, and you have a character. You have a you. I think you even have living quarters and stuff. Like, you have a play, like, you, and you just hang out. You can like hang out at a hotel there and live it day and night if
That's
you want.
So cool.
It's like the ultimate, like, Star Wars fan getaway. Mm-hmm. I'm not even shitting you. It is the ultimate Star Wars fan getaway. And you could be a Jedi, you could be a smuggler, you can work for the Empire, you can get recruited. Mm-hmm. You could do any of that. You can do any of that shit. And it's going to take place after Return of the Jedi. So before Force Awakens.
Okay.
So before the Force Awakens, it's taking place in that world. So you're going to get a little bit of everything. That's why they're doing it.
Man, I'm so jealous. Why couldn't they have done that for Harry Potter?
I know, but they kind of did with Diagon Alley and...
No, Diagon Alley. It's just a park. Guys, tear down Hogwarts, rebuild it, and make it a hotel.
Okay. Please? I mean, they have the money. Honestly, Disney, if anyone could just do crazy shit like that, Disney could just be like, fuck it, we're going to the moon. Yeah. Disney in space. Suck it. It's like, whoa.
Do that too.
You guys are badass. We bought Elon Musk and Tesla. We don't give a shit. Oh my God. What are you doing, Disney? We own your ass, Disney. Everyone's got, all of a sudden we all have barcodes, but it's in the shape of the Mickey Mouse. It's Mickey Mouse, but it's a barcode.
I might
oh
be okay
God.
With that.
Mickey money.
Mickey money.
Get your Mickey money. Oh God. We'll all be living off Mickey money. We'll all work for Disney.
It's hard for me.
I, for one, welcome our new Disney overlords, and I can't wait for them to take over and tell me what to do.
Even though I'm not as excited for this as you are, only because, you know, I'm new Star Wars fan, and
true.
Because I'm jealous, and I want that for Harry Potter.
I know, that's the thing. So, your Star Wars is Harry Potter, and my Harry Potter is Star Wars.
Yes.
So I totally get it. Like, for a lot of the people, it's Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm.
I want an interactive Game of Thrones world.
No, you don't. You do not. If you think you do, you don't.
You're wrong.
Please, rethink your life. Just sleep on it. Like, take a night, sleep on it, wake up in the morning, look at the sunshine, and rethink things. Believe me, you don't want to go to Westworld. No, you do. Like
Westeros.
Westeros or Westworld.
Or Westworld.
You don't want to go to Westworld. They fuck things up over there. The robots are janky as fuck at Westworld. They're all fucked up. They're like, they got PTSD robots at Westworld.
Oh God.
They're all like shell shocked and shit.
Yep.
It's like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want robots with problems.
Mm-mm.
I want to go to like actors that have lines.
Yep.
Question. Do they have Star Wars hookers? And if so, would that be unethical for them to offer every aspect of the park? Like,
no.
Every aspect of Star Wars, because you never hear about people doing it in Star Wars. They just kiss. Like, you hear about people doing, like, oh, they had a kid.
They had babies.
Works. But it's the future. They could have just, you know, injected babies into people. I don't know.
Turkey base that
shit. Yeah, why not? It's the future. They're crazy.
Disney wouldn't do it, but, you know, I mean, The Shape of Water got a dildo, so...
Yeah, but not. It's not official. Del Toro said it's not an official dildo.
It's not a licensed
He's
dildo.
He's like, that's not canon dildo. That is a non-canonical dildo.
So, I think we're going to get some rip-off Star Wars sex toys.
We're going to get rip-off.
They probably already exist.
Yeah, there is stuff out there. I've seen it. I've seen it.
Now, did you stumble across it, or did you look it up?
No, like, I'm honestly... Maybe a little bit of both. It's the internet. It's the internet. Yeah. You go down the internet rabbit hole, and you're like, oh God, where am I? Let's break it down. We would do this for Star Wars, yes.
Yes.
This would be fun.
Yes.
If you could, what would you be? If you could do this, what would you be? Would you be like a Han Solo type, a Princess Leia type? Would you be like a Rey type? Would you go to the Force? Would you be dark side like Ren? Kylo Ren.
Oh, dark side all the way.
God damn it. I'd be a Jedi and you'd be a Sith, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
This sucks. I want to be on the same side. I don't want to be
Fight.
Sith. Come on, come to the light side.
Well,
it's
bite
good.
Your ass.
No, come to the light side. It's good for you.
Come to the dark side. We have cookies.
Bullshit. You don't have cookies on the dark side. You guys are full of it.
Yeah, we do.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of cookies you got on the dark side?
All the cookies.
Isn't her They're not young Padawan.
All Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, Yoda said, don't listen to you. You're bad.
Full of shit she is.
That's not a bad Yoda. That's okay. I could do better.
That was a decent Yoda.
It's okay, but it's like anyone doing Yoda. It's okay at first, then it falls apart.
Yeah.
Kind of like a marriage.
Aw, sad.
It's a little too close to home for some of us. Oh, God. I'm talking like I know. Look, I want to go to this, but I think it's unfair that they don't have this for other things. Other than Harry Potter, which would be great.
Yeah.
Westworld would be bad.
Westeros, Game of Thrones would be bad.
Game of Thrones, Westeros would be bad, too.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Would be bad or would
Jurassic
be good?
Park would
That'd
be bad.
That would be bad.
Jurassic Park would be bad.
Uh-huh.
Any kind of like park where things have gone wrong.
Where things get eaten.
Goosebumps.
That would be fun.
That for No, that'd Goosebumps be like for Halloween. Cool. For like a weekend getaway Halloween thing. Goosebumps would be cool.
Nightmare
It'd be more
Before Christmas.
Nightmare. Ooh, that's a good one.
Labyrinth. Actually,
Labyrinth, Dark Crystal, and Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Combine the worlds.
No, I don't want real Skeksis. They scare me.
Too bad. You're getting them.
No.
Well, that's how Skeksis. It works. Anyway, Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars Westworld thing, is going to open up in 2019 for all you freaks out there.
Woo!
So get ready for some sci-fi freakness. I'm down.
Me too.
I know I am.
I say we go opening weekend just because Harry Potter World's going to be empty.
They don't give a price, though. That's the thing. They tell you that it's going to be there and you can do it, but they don't quote you a price.
It's going to be a whole bunch of money.
And I'm like,
$40,000 a day.
What? How much is it? And it's going to be like Westworld.
$40,000
like 40
a day.
Grand a day. Like, fuck you. No way. It's probably going to be that much. Who
no,
knows?
It's Disney. It's going to be relatively affordable for most
five
people.
Grand a day. Oh, just a paltry 5 to 10 grand a day.
I'm sure that they're going to have like levels of access. Like, you know,
like gold, silver, like platinum.
Be, yeah, like
diamond.
Like the fully interactive is obviously going to be the most expensive.
Kyber
but,
crystal.
But if they have like rides and stuff, then that has to be accessible to everyone in the park. So
yeah.
I think they're going to have different levels.
And you could probably like access different parts, but like just pay extra for that one part or whatever.
Yeah.
If there's like a show going on or. Yeah, you're right. That's
yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. And then they could have like randomly, like on Tuesdays, they could have like the day where the Empire shows up and tries to take over and everyone fights them. They could have like generally like randomly procedural generated events like in video games, like developers do it. You could literally have like just someone walk around dressed as Darth Vader giving orders.
Yep.
And like anything. You can do anything with that kind of park and everyone would just play along. And Disney's
they have a
notorious
Hux character.
What?
I hope they have a Hux character.
I don't like Hux, so I don't... Actually, I do like Hux.
I just want to give Hux shit. I just want a character like Hux that I can give shit.
That explains why you do the show.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a Hux type of foil for you.
No.
And you're just giving me shit. You're giving me the shit. I don't like it. So I'm protesting. But okay, I mean, I'm down for this, and I think this would work for Harry Potter.
Yes.
I think it would work absolutely for, what was the one? Goosebumps. I didn't think it would work for Goosebumps before, but if you're going to do something horror related, it's family friendly horror.
Yeah.
So you can get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. And, you know, people could live in that and have a good time, but you don't want to go to, Game of Thrones world.
Westeros. No.
And you don't want to go to Westworld world.
Nope.
Because that would just be bullshit.
Yep.
And everyone, like those robots, man, they need to get those robots out of there.
Unless you sign a waiver being like, you know, if you go to this park, you will die.
You might die. But then again, Jurassic Park would be a bad idea. So we'll leave it at that. I guess we'll just end it there. Out of all the stories we've discussed, which one sticks out to you the most?
Probably the Disney story. Honestly, either Disney or Dune, just because all the DC stories started to blend together after
DC
a while.
DC kind of depresses me.
Yeah, me
not,
too.
Not like not hardcore, but after we talk about DC, I'm like, man.
It makes me sad.
Because then you go see the movies and they're good, but you could tell they could have been better. And you're like, well, fuck. Like, how do I? So all the DC stuff's good, but kind of like a bummer until we get better results.
Yep.
Now that the results have been so mixed that I'm worried.
So I'm going to say Star Wars because then we got all excited talking about the other possible worlds and stuff.
If this Star Wars world is successful and they have barely any lawsuits from it, because again, there's a large margin for error here.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be difficult for, I mean, after a while, the guests won't be able to tell the difference between the people who are guests. And I mean, unless they have badges or whatever, but
there has to be some sort of differential. Yeah,
some scanning system. I don't know, man, but it's going to be crazy. I wonder how they're going to do it. But then if that works, it only makes sense to do Harry Potter next. Mm-hmm. Hogwarts World. Mm-hmm. Not Hogwarts World, but Magic World.
I mean, an immersion thing like that kind of does exist. It's like a weekend getaway, total immersion.
But this is Disney official. Thing. Disney official.
Yeah.
Disney official. Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is an audacious project, to say the least. And if they pull it off, then you can do this for multiple franchises. And then people can be doing this all over the world. You know, it'll be wild.
Yeah.
I'm down. So, yes, it's good times to be a nerd, everybody. Woo! We say that every show, but we mean it every show. It is a good time to be a nerd. So,
it is.
So keep it nerdy. Keep listening. Check out our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps, Simmer Mike. Yotina.podomatic.com is the website. At Team Awesome Inc. I said that. Did I? No, but I did.
Stitcher
is the podcasting station, as well as iTunes. Those aren't stations, but you can find us there. What else?
Team Awesome Shows on Facebook. Like the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And my Twitter is at CreepySexyNerdy. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Team_AwesomeInc.
All right. That's it.
Peace out.
Enough is enough. Thank you. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.